Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hello, it's Mark Rawson, and we're excited to have you all listening to the show. This evening is In the Arms of the Angels on Spiritual Connections Radio with Connie McNeil. As always, if you want to find out more about our shows, go to our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And as always, we like to tell people to go out and check out Dr. Connie's site for all the great deals and sales and all kinds of stuff that she has on her site at www.drconniesays.com. And with that, Dr. Connie, all yours.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Welcome, and thank you for tuning in this evening. At the half hour, I will be doing angel card readings. So if anyone is interested in getting a reading, you can call 646-716-9663. Again, that's 646-716-9663. And I would be happy to hear from you, and we'll see what the angels have to say for you. So I'd like to start this evening by calling in the angels so that we are in a sacred, protected space while we are together for this evening. So if you will join with me now. Archangels Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel, I call upon you now. And I pray that you would surround us from wall to wall. And from the north, south, east, and west, we are totally surrounded by angelic beings that love us, protect us, and toward our highest good. Metatron, I ask that you cover us above. Mother Earth, I ask that you cover us from below. That you would root our feet into the ground with roots that are wide enough, deep enough, and sufficient enough for our time together. And that you soar our souls into the heavens so that everything that is said here and done here is for our highest good, for our movement forward to be the best we can be. That only love and light are allowed here and all else be gone. Thank you. So tonight I wanted to speak about forgiveness. I believe that holding resentment, anger, blocks us from receiving the blessings that the universe wants to give us. That resentment ruins relationships. It ruins health, peace of mind, and it keeps you rooted in the past and focused on the injustice that was done to you. And for those listening tonight who are having issues with forgiveness, the angel to call upon that is very helpful in times like this is Archangel Zadkiel, Z-A-D-K-I-E-L, Zadkiel. He is known as the righteousness of God. He is the archangel of freedom, compassion, and favor. And he is the one to call on to help you to forgive. Either forgiving another person, a situation, or forgiving yourself for wrongs that were either committed to you or wrongs that you committed to someone else. Zadkiel is the heavenly messenger who helps us stop blaming. For that is what forgiveness is all about. It's shifting our focus from the hurt. So that we can enter into healing of the heart and mind. The mercy and the benevolence that we seek from God is what we are wanting to bestow on each other, is what Zadkiel and God wants us to bestow on each other. Forgiveness of the universe handed down to us. And then we hand it down to other people. Forgiveness does not mean that the actions done to you were right or fair. Forgiveness does not mean you have to befriend those who wronged you. Although you may find that the grace and mercy which embodies forgiveness can actually heal relationships. One of the reasons that it's important to forgive is that it is freeing for us. Again, forgiveness does not mean that what happened was fair or right. And forgiveness won't change the past. But neither does holding on to the offense that was done to you. That won't change the past either. As long as you hold resentment toward a person or situation, the emotional attachment is stronger than superglue. So hearing a song, going to certain places, thinking of the wrong that was done for you, it reignites the hurt and the anger. And the sad thing is the one that's hurt is you, and not the object of the person or situation that caused the hurt to begin with. So you're sitting around feeling angry or depressed or resentful or whatever negative emotion you're feeling towards some individual, and that other individual has no idea that you're feeling the way that you do. So you're paying the price for feeling the negative emotions that come with having resentment and anger. Stay rooted in the past as long as you hold resentment. I had some acquaintances, a couple, Frank and Jeanette. They got a divorce, and toward the end of their marriage, they really seemed to pick at each other a lot, and they would say, not only would they verbalize, mean things to each other, but they would text each other, and they'd write each other letters, and they'd in a written form would communicate their dislike or their resentment over some past. And in speaking with Jeanette, from time to time, we run into each other. She actually told me one time that she saved every single piece of correspondence that Frank ever gave her. And she had a file full of emails that she would print out and letters that she would save. And they were, I got to thinking that they're more married now that they're divorced. They are more bonded now that they're divorced than they probably ever were when they were married, and it's simply because they are so locked into the wrongs that were done in the past, they have not been able to move forward. What happens when we stay locked into resentment and anger and they shouldn't have done that, or that was an unfair situation. We stay rooted and focused in what happened in the past, and we're not able to enjoy what's going on, you know, with us now. And the true injustice that is the one that we continue to put on ourselves. What we do is we hold on to these toxic emotions like anger and hatred and resentment. And what we do is we end up poisoning us. So we have body aches, we have headaches. Our muscles are tense. We can't sleep. We can't eat. Our stomach's upset. We're depressed. We talk about and rehash the wrongs that were done to us to other people, and it sort of like takes the negativity in that situation, sort of sprinkles it on the relationships we have now, because we can't seem to put it to rest. And the problem with this is that what we're putting out, the anger, the negativity, the life is not fair, the I will never be able to forgive that person. When we are critical, and when we hold resentment in our heart, it comes back to us. And we end up creating in our current life space that which we do not want. I'm angry and hurt at the past, but I've recreated the anger and hurt now in my future. In my present, and I will bring it into my future if I don't allow myself to forgive the wrong that was done to me. So when we stew in the poison soup of emotions, we open up the channels for more poison to invade us. The poison doesn't go to the person or the situation that we're targeting. Poison stays with us. Forgiveness is not about righting the wrongs. It's about experiencing grace and mercy for ourselves. Forgiveness wipes away the superglue. Frees us from the past so that we can be available for the present and for the future. There's a book in the Old Testament, the book of Joel, the second chapter, the 25th verse, that says God can restore what is broken and change it into something amazing. All we need is faith. And the beginning forgiveness is to focus on the amazing changes that the universe can bring about for you rather than what was done to you. I asked Archangel Michael if he would have something he wanted to add to this particular situation on forgiveness, and he said that forgiveness is very difficult, and a lot of people feel like they will never be able to forgive the individual or the situation. And it is so hurtful that it was so monumental that it was so cataclysmic that their life has forever been changed or ruined. Totally understand. I get that some situations are not fair. I get hearts get broken. I get lives get ruined. I get people get sick or they die. I get that. And what Michael is saying is that you don't have to go through building up the forgiveness, building up the grace and the mercy, building this up in your system to flush out the negativity and to flush out the poison and the toxicity that we carry when we hold so much anger and resentment. That we can lean on God and we can lean on the angels. We can lean on Zadkiel. We can lean on Michael. And they will be available to us to support us in forgiving. And I can tell you from personal experience that when you allow God to start changing and softening your perception and your feelings about and your thoughts about these people and situations, it's amazing the change and the shift that suddenly these people are not the devil incarnate, that you can somehow see them in a different way, and it makes it easier for you to see the godness in them rather than the evil in them. Another reason that it's important to forgive is because it opens us up to be able to receive what the universe wants for us. If I have my arms full of anger and resentment and thinking of the past and trying to figure out how, you know, this other person is going to get their just desserts and how they're going to be paid back for everything that they did to me. If I have my arms full of that, there is no space in me to receive what the universe has for me. The universe wants to give us the desires of our heart. The universe is, we are not meant to strive, and we are not meant to be depressed, and we are not meant to hold anger and hold resentment and live in revenge. And when we stay in that revengeful space from receiving what the universe wants to give to us, again, forgiveness is not about righting the wrongs. It's about allowing yourself to feel grace and mercy. And the forgiveness is for you. The grace and mercy is for you. It's letting down this I have to get my way, and this needs to happen to this person because they were so horrible. It's putting all of that down, and it frees you up so that the universe can give you what it is you truly want. And I don't know if you were able to have revenge on your person or situation. I'm not sure it would bring you much joy or pleasure. It might just make you feel very, very, you know, empty inside. The universe also told me, as I was preparing for this evening, But when it comes to thoughts and feelings and actions toward another person, that in your heart you know what to do. When you stop and when you breathe and when you center yourself and when you ask, you know, how should I be with this person? What should I do? What should I say? And you hear whatever message that you hear, which is going to be a message of love. It's going to be a message of tenderness. It's going to be a message of grace and mercy. That's the angelic message. If you're getting a message of, well, you know, you're really a good person and cause a lot of problems for so-and-so, that's not from God. And one of the reasons I always call an angelic circle when we start this is when we start talking about angels and opening up to the universe, we're opening up to a lot of different powers. And you need to surround yourself with angelic guidance and seek angelic guidance and the grace and the mercy that you will be given through angelic guidance. Do that. And sometimes the guidance will be, go do this and that. And sometimes the guidance will be, just don't do anything. Just sit down and relax and let me handle it. So sometimes the universe wants to fight our battles, and if you do need to do something, the universe will give you instructions. And there will be instructions in grace, and there will be instructions in mercy. Thirdly, the reason that it is so important for us to be in a state of forgiveness and for us to be in a state of grace and mercy for ourselves, because when we create that for ourselves, we begin to create it for others, is that we can never forget who we are. We are children created by the Creator, which makes us creators. We carry the DNA of God. We carry the DNA of the universe. And we create all the time. And, excuse me, so powerful. And it doesn't matter whether we are walking a spiritual path or not. We're still creating because we all still carry the DNA of God. And when I hold resentment as an individual, I help the collective minds of everybody on this planet. I add to the world's state of war and guns and violence and revenge and turf wars. I add to that consciousness when I hold resentment, or I add to the peace of the world when I choose to experience grace and mercy. You never can forget who you are. And you never can forget how powerful you are. Comes time to choose a side. You can be on the side of, I want my revenge, and I will never forgive this person as long as I live. Or you can be on the side of, it wasn't fair, it wasn't right, but I choose to live in a state of grace and mercy because it's not only good for me, creates for me the environment that I want for myself, for those around me, for my planet and what I want to create in the future for my children and my grandchildren. If you are the one who stands accused, it's also very important to forgive yourself. Whatever you did, at the time you did it, you were doing the best you could. Just like the person that did something to you, whatever they did to you, they were doing the best they could at the time. So the forgiveness that you would want for yourself in those times when you have been less than charitable, and you would want someone to understand where you were coming from, is the same grace and mercy that can give to somebody else who wronged you. And if you cannot do that, if the grievance is so big that you cannot do that, call on Michael, call on Zadkiel, call on Ascended Masters, call on Buddha or Jesus or Mother Mary, or call on loved ones who's gone before you. Call on angelic beings to help you, because this is not a battle that you have to fight alone. And when you hunker down and when you quiet yourself and when you surround yourself with angelic beings, you'll begin to feel the peace of forgiveness. You'll begin to feel the peace that will start in you. And then you turn the situation over to God. Have faith and you have trust that God will recreate in a masterful way what you see as so broken, that God can put it back together and make it even better than it was before. So I'm going to turn this over to Mark, if you're there.
Yes.
Hello.
Okay, so if anybody wants to call in for a reading, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. You can call in and get some coaching, an angel reading, whatever you feel guided to. And we have no calls at this time, so I'm just going to turn it back over to you.
Alrighty. Thank you, Mark. So what do you do? What do you do when you, how is the best way to approach forgiving somebody? One of the ways that you can do, because, and I'll take it first, let's pretend you're the one that did something and you feel guilty about it and you would really like to make amends to this individual, but you don't know where they are. They've moved out of state, or it's been a long time ago, or whatever. And if someone has done something to you, what you can do is when you go into a quiet place, call your angels around you, and you ask your higher self to be with you, and you ask permission to the other individual's higher self, and you talk higher self to higher self. So, for example, let's say that Mark Rawson did something, and just he cheated me out of a bunch of money. We were business partners, and he cheated and he took off and left me with no money. And he doesn't want to talk to me. I've tried 1,000 different ways to contact him, and he won't talk to me. So what do you do? So I want to be in a place of forgiveness so that I don't get headaches and migraines from being so angry with Mark all the time. So I can quiet myself. I can ask my higher self to me with talking to Mark's higher self. And I can tell Mark's higher self, I want you to know I forgive you. I want you to know that, you know, and then I would just say whatever it was that was really on my heart. And I would ask my higher self and Mark's higher self if we could to heal our relationship. And that may be all I can do at that time. And then as maybe during the day, I would, you know, pray for Mark, and I would just say, you know, God, bless him prosper him, and I would just keep the avenue of forgiveness and mercy and grace toward him, because the money that Mark took from me is not my resource. If I view the universe and I view God as my ultimate supply, then I know where my sustenance comes from. So in the event when you would like to open up a channel with someone and they won't speak to you, or you don't know where they are, or they have passed on, communicate higher self to higher self, and then you would really be amazed at the change that not only would happen in the relationship, but the change that will happen to you when you open yourself up to do that. If you are the one who committed an act that was, you can go make your apology. And you can ask, what do I need to do to make this right? So it's taking personal responsibility. Forgiveness is taking personal responsibility for taking care of you and your mental health, your spiritual health, your physical health. It's not blaming the other person. It's their fault, and I can never be happy again because they did this, that, or the other. And I'll never be happy until something bad happens to them, or you get your revenge or whatever. I was really moved by a couple of movies that I saw. They were both war movies, World War II. They're both books, and they had a movie made by the same name. The one was Unbroken, and the other one was The Railway Man. Both of the individuals in these stories were prisoners of war. Both underwent inhumane torture. And both came back from the war and were still at war because all they could do was think about what had happened to them and how horrible the guards were and the abuse that was done to them the torture that was done to them, and that it began to ruin their health, their relationships. And in both of these stories, they found that the only way that they were able to free themselves and to have any kind of life themselves was to forgive the guards of the camps, of the prisoner war camps. In the book Unbroken, the individual went to every single guard that he could find, except the one guard who abused him the most refused to talk to him. So he did what he could do as far as, you know, giving him well wishes and not holding any resentment or anger toward him. And the other individual in the railway man began a written correspondence with one of the people that was instrumental in the torture. And the stories are very moving in that it's a great representation of the how you are free when you allow yourself to forgive the other person. It didn't make the nightmare of being a prisoner of war go away. It made the nightmare of their personal existence since the war go away. And that's what forgiveness is all about. So what I'd like to do for the next little bit here is do a reading for the month of April. I hope that this is a month where you will be gentle and nurturing with yourself. And when you do that, you will find that it's going to become easier to be gentle and nurturing with other people. So let's see what Michael has to say for us for the month of April. All right. All right, yes, this one. Okay, so one of the things that Michael wants us to be aware of for the month of April is that it is not good to be in fear. You know, it could be, you know, some people are going to be paying taxes and they're worried and concerned about having to pay taxes this month. Some could be for any number of reasons, but there is enough concern with Michael about fear of various kinds that he's asking us to give our concerns to him and to God and let God take care of the situation that is causing you to be fearful. Michael wants you to breathe. Michael wants you to slow down. Michael needs you to stop. He needs you to stop, and he needs you to be still long enough so that you get the messages that he wants to give you. That one have to do with resolving the fearful situations that you find yourself in. Another has to do with nurturing yourself and has to do with forgiveness. And what Michael says that he will do in this month, if you will quiet yourself, is he is going to rise up truth to you, your personal truth. So that you will be aware of what it is you need to do. So, and this is going to be something that's going to be specific to each of you. But whatever truth he brings to light for you, then he will also give you direction and to act quickly with the direction that he gives you. And for some, it will be do a specific something. And for others, it will be not do anything. So if you will be quiet and you will listen, then you will hear what Michael has for you, and that you will know that what you're hearing is true. So you're not going to talk yourself out of what you're hearing as some fanciful something. Michael is asking you to honor and trust your feelings. He's asking you to honor and trust what it is you feel, and know that it's coming from a higher place, that your inner guidance is true, that your inner guidance, you can trust it. And as you trust it, then you will do whatever you're instructed to do. And the situations that will be, regarding whatever truth he's going to bring to you will be not resolved, but moving toward a resolution. What Michael wants you to do is he really wants you just to trust yourself, and he wants you to trust him. The angels have an unimaginable amount of creativity and ways that they can resolve a situation. So don't lock the angels into only one or two ways of bringing about a resolution to whatever you're praying about, whatever truth he wants you to be aware of and then act upon. So the angels are very mindful of you in the month of April. And this can be, I get the sense, and what I hear is just kind of a rebirth. So for those, a real beginning of a spring, a real beginning of the budding that you see on the trees and the flowers and whatnot, that is a representation of the new life in you as you allow Michael to speak in your heart and bring awareness to you, and then trust what you feel, trust what you get, and then act upon it. So that is the reading for the month of April. And I don't know if Mark is there.
What's that? Thank you for that beautiful reading. I love the monthly readings.
You're welcome. So, What I would like to do is end in a prayer. And Mark, I wanted you to do the prayer because you do these all-inclusive I need for you to hold. Can you do a prayer for us?
You want me to just say a prayer to everything?
I do, but give me 2 seconds because I want to get everybody prepared for it.
Okay,
so what
sounds
I'd like
good.
Everybody to do is I'd like everyone to, if you're sitting down, put both feet on the floor, flat on the floor. And I would like for you to, again, if you didn't root yourself or you haven't rooted yourself, to root yourself into the ground because Mark's getting ready to rock you here. And what I'd like for you to do is open your crown chakra. And I want you to visualize the sparkling white light. And I want it to come in through your crown chakra. And I want it to totally fill you up. I want you to feel it coming over your brain so that your brain quiets down and your facial muscles relax. And you begin to feel it seeping in to your neck and your shoulders, and all of a sudden you find that your arms are getting kind of loose and relaxed, and you bring it to your chest area. All of a sudden you find that you're just not holding as much tension around your heart, and you're breathing just a little bit easier, and your stomach is just more comfortable, and inhalation and exhalation is so much easier. Your back is beginning to feel loose and relaxed, and your hips can be totally supported by the couch or the cushions that you sit on. Your thighs are relaxed. Your knees are feeling nice and warm and tingly, and it goes down your legs. And as it leaves your feet, it goes deep into Mother Earth so that the golden light, the white light, the blue light, whatever you see coming down that originates in heaven comes down through you as a conduit deep into Mother Earth. So we are the connection. We'd like you to hold yourself in this space with this feeling relaxed and feeling the angelic light as it comes through, and knowing that you're the pathway between heaven and earth. And as you hold yourself, then Mark, if you would please be so kind as to give us a blessing and a prayer for the month of April.
For today, This blessing or these words of healing are being sent, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through and I'm just going to read some words, and I want these words to be sent out to all people, and these words are coming from your divine, your angels, your guides. They're coming from your loved ones who have passed away. They're coming from the ones who never could say these words to you. That could be alive at this time. It could be coming from a partner or somebody you've shared a relationship. It could be coming from a friend. It could be coming from the inner child inside of you that wants to hear these words in heart. And with these words, I repeat the following in the purpose of healing all aspects of yourself. You matter. You are enough. You're worthy of being seen and heard. You are special. There is a reason you are here. You are beautiful. You are so talented. I always want to know how you feel. Go back. You are perfect just the way you are. I am so blessed and honored to have you in my life. Thank you for forgiving me. I forgive you. I am sorry for all that I have done to you. I am sorry that I hurt you. I am sorry that I never told you what it was that you needed to hear. I do not know how deeply you were hurt. I am sorry I did not consider your feelings. I was wrong. You don't have to forgive me if you don't want to. Your talent knows no limits. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
You folks out there have a blessed April. I look forward to speaking with you the first Tuesday in May at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's on Spiritual Connections Radio. And let me know if there's any way that I can be of service to you. You can email me at drconniesays@gmail.com. drconniesays@gmail.com if there's anything that I can do to support you. So thank you, Mark. And that's it.
All right. Thank you, everybody. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and you can find out more about us on the internet at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Blessings, everybody.
Good night.